Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's that time of year again when everybody thinks back to their fond memories of childhood, fond memories of maybe snow falling or putting the Christmas tree up, decorating, exchanging the gifts, eating good food, and of course remembering the birth of the Christ child. And I thought, why not? Why not spend the month of December and just go down memory lane with some of our friends? And we have, I just want you to know, a very Christmassy family. When you hear their music at Christmas time, it really just comes together. The harmonies are great. The Tally Trios, who I'm talking about, and the Tally Trios, who I'm talking to, Roger, Deborah, and Lauren, are on the guest line right now. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
Just great. Listen, it's that time of year again, as I said, and I know you guys enjoy singing. And even before the Tally Trio, when it was just the Tallies, you guys always did great medleys and wonderful songs at Christmas time. And so we thought, hey, this is a natural tie-in. And the songs we're going to hear today are from a project called It's Christmas. How long ago was that album recorded?
It was actually done about probably 4 or 5 years ago. And we tried to make it like some of our favorite things. And to me, it just brings back a lot of those memories you were talking about. I mean, there are songs there like It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, and some of the winter songs, as well as the traditional religious Christmas carols.
Sure.
This project kind of harkens back. And by the way, this is Lauren. My mom and I get the comment a lot that people can't tell us apart on the phone, so I'll at least try to identify myself. This project kind of harkens back to some of the classic Christmas albums that we've enjoyed ourselves in the past, with traditional sounding Christmas music and Christmas music that really gets us in the mood. So this is kind of a look back at some of the Christmas music that we've enjoyed over the years.
Well, we're going to enjoy a lot of these your favorites and our favorites as well in just a little bit. Let's start with Roger and Deborah. And Roger, you tell me, where did you grow up? What part of the country?
I grew up right here in East Tennessee, where we live now. In fact, our house that we live in now is just only about a mile from my mom and dad's house, where I was born and raised. And it's great to be living there near them, and makes all those childhood memories seem like they're continuing even today.
So what was it like Christmas morning? Do you have snow on the ground most Christmases or not?
Actually, no. It was always a big deal if we could get a forecast of snow for Christmas, because we normally get most of our snows here after the first of the year. But there would be those occasional years where you would get snow for Christmas, and that just was the icing on the cake.
And did you grow up on Christmas morning? I guess if you had to categorize it, would it be more of a country Christmas or more of a city Christmas?
Well, it would definitely be a country Christmas, because we lived on a little farm, and we milked cows my whole childhood. And at our house, our big Christmas celebration was on Christmas Eve at home with the family, and then on Christmas Day, we would end up going to my grandmother's house, and that was just a big, long, loud day full of cousins, aunts, and uncles. And by the time you ended up with two grandparents' house on Christmas Day, the day was gone, and you were ready to be home.
Yeah. And usually I hear that you have a very loud moment, very a raucous moment with all the families together, but there's usually some time when it's kind of a quiet, intimate, just the immediate family. Did that line up with you, or was it all extended family all the time?
No, the quiet Christmas that we all loved the best was Christmas Eve at home with just our family.
Gotcha. And as far as food goes, what set the stage for me? Was there something that you look forward to every maybe Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, my mom always made lots of cakes and cookies, and my dad was from the old school, and when he grew up, Christmas was apples, oranges, nuts, and that was just something that we always had every year when I was a kid. was you knew it was getting close to Christmas when Dad would start bringing home apples, oranges, and bags of nuts. And my mom made a fruit cake, which is kind of cliche, I guess, but I loved it and still do.
I'm one of the rare birds that like fruitcakes as well, so we're in the same boat. Good to know. And I heard this just this week. Somebody told me their tradition was to charcoal steaks on Christmas Eve, which I don't typically think of grilling out as a Christmas tradition. But hey, I guess if it works, you know, just find something and make it a tradition.
That's right. We always ended up having ham, I think, more than anything, because when I was growing up, my dad and I would help him. We would always kill our own hogs, and he would cure the hams and hang them in a smokehouse up at my grandmother's. I'm really telling my age
good
now.
Night.
But that's what we all. That was the big treat at our house, was to have country ham for Christmas.
Yeah, you can't get more country than that, I guess.
Right.
And Lauren, I'm going to get to you, but I want to go through Deborah first because this may set the stage for explain a lot of things for Lauren.
That's okay. You're giving me a lot of time to think of things.
Sure. Deborah, start the same way we did with Roger. What part of the country did you grow up in, and kind of give us that, paint that picture for us?
Well, I grew up in southwestern Kentucky. All of my family still lives there. And Christmas morning was our tradition. We did have extended family, but we kind of put them off until, because my dad has such a large family. My mother didn't have much family,
yeah. But
my dad has a large family, so we would go to my grandmother's, you know, sometime like during Christmas Day, but Christmas morning was reserved for us, and it would have to be much later on. By the time we got through all of our loudness, I have two brothers and a sister, and my mom and dad. So it was, you know, six of us.
Yeah.
And we always had our traditional meal on Christmas. The thing that I love most and love the most to this day, I ask for it every year. We still go to my mom's the week before Christmas now to have time with my family. And my mother makes the most wonderful fresh coconut cake, everything from scratch, and it is just, it's not Christmas unless I have one, so
exactly. Yeah.
I still look forward to that very much, and my mother is known for her dressing, her cornbread dressing, so I have tried to, over the years, master her cornbread dressing. I still don't think mine's as good as hers is, but that was always, you know, the two things that I probably look forward to the most.
So, Lauren, you being the only child, you might think, okay, mom and dad grew up with these loud Christmases with lots of family, but here you've got a family of three. You might think that would turn into a quiet Christmas. How was yours growing up?
We don't need a lot of people around to make a lot of noise.
Exactly.
That's true. My Christmases actually are a lot like theirs in the sense that, you know, you have the blending of two different family traditions coming together.
Yeah.
The week before Christmas, of course, we visit my mom's family out in Kentucky and have our Christmas with them, and that tradition is very loud. There's about 30 people that gather in my grandfather's house, and they don't live in a very big house, so it's just wall-to-wall people the whole time and kids screaming and running around, and it's a lot of fun. We usually spend the weekend with them and have our Christmas with them. And then Christmas Eve now has become the time that we spend with my dad's family at Christmas. Kirk and we gather, in the past, have gathered down at my mama and papa's house and opened presents and had our meal. In recent years, my mama, as a lot of people know, has developed Alzheimer's disease. And so this has changed our Christmas tradition quite a bit. We've moved the celebration up to our house now for Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving as well, so that's become a little bit of a change. And Christmas Day is our time for just the three of us. We get up on Christmas morning, open our gifts for each other, and then the tradition is that my mother,
cooks a very, very big and wonderful breakfast. And she makes anything that we ask for. And we've been known to have biscuits and gravy and cinnamon rolls and pancakes all in the same meal. So it's of course one of our favorite times of the year. And I kind of have a double December celebration because my birthday is exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. So there's a lot of celebrating going on in December around here.
Man, when January comes, you probably don't know what to do with yourself. It's probably quiet.
January's kind of a letdown, yeah.
No. Well, we kind of have to get the sugar out of our system by then.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we have to kind of go on a diet, I guess. Start eating a little bit healthier come January because of all the Christmas trees.
Oh,
but no, January is usually when our busy time to go back on the road is. So we start back to the grind in January.
The Tally Trio is our special guest today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jim. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy pine that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carols that you sing right within.
Can hardly wait for school to start again.
Yeah, right. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carols that you sing right within your heart. Right within your heart.
It's Christmas with the Tally Trio right here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. We'll have more from our visit with Lauren, Deborah, and Roger in just a moment. This is Glory to God in the Highest.
Angels appeared unto shepherds, bearing the news of his birth. Glory to God in the highest. God had come down to the earth. Shepherds sought till they found him, and wise men brought treasure and myrrh. Surely one spoke to the others, we will never be what we once were. Glory to God.
Shepherds and had less to bring than wise men. I two have been changed since I met him. I am not what I have been. Glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill, peace and goodwill be to
some family memories, not only musically, but also just going down memory lane with Lauren and Deborah and Roger Talley, the Talley Trio. And by the way, the music from today's program is from It's Christmas. It's available at www.talleytrio.com. And we've talked about just kind of the general traditions you guys have had. And having said that, you know, I'm sure you all would put 100% effort into saying Jesus being the reason for the season, honoring absolutely that, and maybe taking part in a special church service. We'll get to that down the road. But having said all of that, recognizing the true reason for the season, having said that, I want to know, back to the gift-giving part. Think back, if you can come up with one or maybe two things that as a kid maybe you just wanted so bad, maybe you weren't sure if you were going to get it, but then on Christmas Day, it came through for you and you got it. What would it be?
Oh, for me, that's easy. When I was 7 years old, this is Deborah, by the way. When I was 7 years old, that was when, I'm really going to date myself, but it was when the second Barbie had come out. So, you know, that's really a long time ago. And I used to sit, we would get the Sears Christmas catalog, and every night after supper, I would run in the living room, and I would sit at the end of the couch and just dream. I mean, I can still remember how that felt to just dream about getting a Barbie. And that's all I wanted was a Barbie. And, you know, I just wanted it so badly. And Christmas morning, I got up, and there was not only the Barbie, but there was the case the Barbie went in. My mother had made clothes for the Barbie, and I also had the Barbie dream house, courtesy of an aunt. So mine was far above anything I could have ever expected, because I only wanted the one Barbie, and which is, you know, one of those memories you just don't ever forget, the awe of that, how it feels as a child, and to get much more than you expected. As a matter of fact, I still have the Barbie, and it is very much a classic and a collectible now.
Deborah, that's worth some money. Hang on to it.
It is. She still keeps it all in the boxes and everything. I mean, it's in great condition. I guess I inherited the love of dolls from her, because I grew up playing with all sorts of dolls, and I had tons of Barbies. But one year, I remember a special gift that my grandfather, that her dad, gave me. And it was not even anything that I had asked for, but he surprised me one year with a hand-built
handcrafted dollhouse. And this is not your ordinary dollhouse sold in stores. My grandfather is an expert carpenter and painter. He can do and fix anything. And, you know, he doesn't have the most education in the world, but he is just really, really gifted working with his hands and working with tools. And he built a very, very elaborate dollhouse for me, and it had the dolls in it and the furniture and everything, and I remember I was so thrilled. I still have that dollhouse now.
Oh, my.
And someday I'll pass it on to my daughter.
Yeah. Well, Roger?
Well, I remember wanting a bicycle really badly, and about a week before Christmas, we were going somewhere, and we had a flat tire. And so when my dad got out to fix the tire, I got out behind him, and when he opened the trunk, there was my bicycle in the trunk of the car, and that's when I realized, okay, I guess there's not a Santa Claus, because my dad would always say that he and his friend had caught Santa Claus and tied him up to a tree and stole all the toys and he brought him in to our house. And so that year I figured out, okay, there's not a Santa Claus. My bike's been in the trunk of the car the whole time.
So you got it, though.
I did get it. And in fact, they wouldn't let me play with it until Christmas. I had to pretend that I never had seen it because of my brother and sister, but I knew I was getting it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, flat tire and that bike may have come in handy.
That's right.
We're talking to the Tally Trio, Roger, Deborah, and Lauren. This is Daniel Britt and Friends. More from their Christmas project, simply titled, It's Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holidays.
With Mr. Snowman
until the other kiddies knock him down,
send him whining.
When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying,
but the family is still goodbye.
And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Happy holidays to you. May your every wish come true. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you.
'twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, how the angels sang.
Trio, Roger, Deborah, and Lauren. You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends, featuring the project It's Christmas from the Tally Trio.
Excelsis.
The Tally Trio is our special guest today, and we're talking Christmas. It's that time of the year again, and you guys have to record these projects probably in the middle of summer or spring, don't you?
It's really hard to get in the spirit of recording Christmas music in July, I can tell you that.
But that's a way, for marketing purposes, you have to get it done so that it can be mixed and be available in time for the holiday season. And I've heard that over and over, and I think that's just the running joke. I think that's probably one of the biggest known secrets in the music industry is how early you guys really do have to record these things.
You do, but I like Christmas music all year round. I don't get it out and play it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can hear something in the middle of the year and you go, it just takes you to a different time, you know, when maybe things are seemingly a little bit slower and you reflect more. And it's just good music no matter when it is.
You guys do a great deal of traveling, so, I might be better off asking about decorating your bus maybe more than your home. I don't know how much time you get to spend at home around Christmas to prepare, but paint a mental picture for us. If we were to walk into the Tally's home, sometime in December, would it be decorated on the outside or just the inside? Do you put several trees up?
It's already done at our house.
Well, we have a couple of trees. I have one out in the sunroom, and then I have one in our downstairs is all open.
Yeah.
We have about a 9.5-foot tree that is already decorated. It just looks beautiful. And I have different collectibles out. I have the Dickens Village, and I have those in a big cabinet that I have taken everything else out of so that I can display that during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
I have a Christmas tree that's kind of real natural looking, and it's out in the sunroom where if you just want to go out and be quiet, you can enjoy that out there. And it's, we don't decorate much outside. I do have a large wreath because we live in the middle of about 80 acres. So really no one sees it that much unless they come to the house. So I have a really beautiful wreath on the door. But, I love decorating a little bit early. It doesn't always happen, but I love to decorate early. That way we have more time to enjoy it so that when we are gone, you're not rushed when you get back home to hurry and get everything decorated, enjoy it, and then it's time to take it down. So I think I enjoy having it up a little earlier.
Here it was February before we took it down.
I can see that. Christmas is obviously a Christian holiday, and when you think about the church worldwide, the church is filled with people, and people are different, different things. You look at traditions, there are vast differences when it comes to Christmas traditions, and so that may be true for, like you say, having a loud Christmas celebration at your house. You may have a very jubilant, celebratory type service at your church, or your church may be one that has a very quiet candlelight, very somber, reflective type service, maybe on Christmas Eve, depending on what type of church you go to and where your church is. Tally, tell me about your church and traditions when it comes to your faith and worshiping.
Most of the churches around where we live, especially the one that we attend, they usually have the candlelight service on Christmas Eve. Now, we don't always participate because that is our only time with our family since we do have our Christmas with them on Christmas Eve, and they're not able to get out and attend that now. And I know that, you know, sometimes we miss those kinds of things because we are on the road and trying to get all of our traditions in. But, you know, it's never far from our thought. Christmas, that is what Christmas is to us. And a lot of times we have read the Christmas story just, you know, with our family, especially when the kids were all a lot smaller. One of the things that I love now, though, is that when we gather together and we get ready for our meal, either one of my, if it's at my family, one of my brothers, maybe my dad, it could be anyone that one will get chosen every year, somebody different, and we'll say the prayer over the food. And we are all standing there and just bunched up together and thanking God for our family and our blessings. And because that truly is the reason for celebrating what we celebrate is because Christ came to save us. And not only that, give us joy and the joy that we might celebrate all year long. And then when we have Christmas on Christmas Eve with Roger's family, we sit at our table and Roger's dad will usually pray, and it always just brings tears to my eyes. And, it certainly is a time when if your thoughts were on buying gifts and things like that,
this brings you right back to center, right back to the core of the meaning of the season.
Last year was one of the most unique Christmases I think we've ever had, because my dad's parents were involved in a minor car accident around the 1st of December. And my mama was a frail old lady, and she suffered a few injuries from the accident. So she spent most of the month of December and Christmas in the hospital. And we all took turns staying with her, and so a lot of our Christmas was spent at the hospital. And we thought that last year, well, this is not really going to feel like Christmas since we can't do our normal traditions. But honestly, it was very special. It was just a great way to just think about really what makes Christmas Christmas. You know, it's not the presents that we give each other. It's not the meal. It's not the decorations. It's not the tree. It's not any of that stuff. It's thinking about what's important in life and having the people that you love around you, and just thanking God for his gift to us, not only through the birth of his son, but just in the blessings of life that we have every day, being able to move by ourselves and to feed ourselves and take care of each other. And so that time spent in the hospital with us just sitting around her bed singing Christmas songs to her was a really special memory in and of itself.
And on top of that, when we would sing Christmas carols to her, we went there Christmas night, and of course, there are people that have to work on Christmas, and so the nurses would come by and say, oh, don't stop. We can hear you singing down at the nurse station. So we'd sing another. And then I went and walked down the hallway, and there were a lot of empty beds because this was in the rehab part of the hospital. But there were a few people there that had nobody there. And so Lauren and Roger were down the hallway, and I said, can you guys come here? So we went down to this lady's room and just sang her a couple of Christmas carols. And she just acted like it was the most wonderful thing, you know, that she hadn't been forgotten. And so I think all those things are absolutely what the meaning truly is.
Yeah, I don't care how much of a cynic you are or Scrooge you are at Christmas. There's something about when December 24th sets in and then the night starts to fall and you realize the stores are closing and it gets quiet in the streets. That's when I don't know, the Holy Spirit has a way of hitting it home. This is what it's all about. There really is a higher meaning here. And you hear that in your songs, and you hear that in the songs of Christmas all around the world. And those are great memories. Tally Trio's our guest today, Roger, Deborah, and Lauren. And you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
I pray we'll find your light.
I pray we'll find your light
and hold it in our go out each night.
When the stars go out each night,
remind us where you are.
Where pain and sorrow will be ended.
to find a place.
Guide us with your grace.
With your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
The Talley Trio's Christmas project, simply titled It's Christmas. This is Daniel Britt and Friends. And by the way, that was Lauren Talley with special guest David Phelps and the prayer. We'll continue with our Christmas memories from the Talleys in just a moment. But right now, born in Bethlehem, here's the Talley Trio.
Sky, the baby in the manger, the mother's lullaby, the wise men from the east, the star that shines so bright, reminds us of the joy of this blessed holy night.
Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing, glory hallelujah to the newborn king. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, Jesus is born in a Bethlehem.
Come and see the baby king. Watch the shepherds running as the hosts of angels sing. We all can go rejoicing on that most holy night. Christ has come among us, love's most radiant light.
Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn king. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus is born in a Bethlehem.
at midnight. Who is he? Praise in dark Gethsemane. In grief and agony,
Britt and friends, and our guests today are the Tallies, the Tally Trio. It's Lauren and Deborah and Roger, and we've talked about Christmas past, but let's talk about not to steal a line from the Christmas Carol, but let's talk about Christmas future. What do you guys look forward to in the next several years? With forming maybe new traditions, adding something new here or there, do you find that as time goes along, you're forced to make a few minor tweaks?
Well, life has a way of changing things as you go, and it's never how you plan it. Like they have mentioned already, my mom and dad are in failing health-wise a little bit. I'm sure that's going to change our tradition somewhat, and there's probably going to be a time before too long when I'll be getting some ugly son-in-law. And
amen, I receive that.
And then grandchildren, yay!
Yeah, right.
So when we get the son-in-law and the grandchildren, I'm sure things will change again, but it'll all be good. And,
yeah.
You know, nothing ever stays the same. And just because there's change coming doesn't mean it'll be bad change. It could be wonderful change.
And again, the music we're hearing today is from the project title, It's Christmas. It's available at the Tally Trio's website, which is tallytrio.com. That's tallytrio.com. The date we're taping this, I'm sitting in a studio looking out my window at a blanket of snow and listening to this music, talking to you guys. I'm in the Christmas mood already. So thanks for helping me get here and rush out and get. It's an older project, maybe 4 or 5 years old, but of course these songs are timeless. You'll want to add this to your Christmas collection. You guys are on a bus rolling down the road right now, right?
Yes,
right. We are.
We're looking at snow, too.
good. Make a hot cup of chocolate and pretend that Christmas is already here. I know you're wishing it would hurry up.
We are.
It's not far away.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Daniel.
Away in a manger a long time ago on a holy silent night. The midnight was clear on that first Noel as the angels were heard upon high. Not one of glory and power as the sun rose that first Christmas morn, but the angels knew he was the King of all kings, and on earth a new song was born. Emmanuel, sing hallelujah. Emmanuel, redemption is come. Emmanuel, shout not Hosanna. Creation sings sounded a thunderous
endless applause, and the trees of the field bowed in praise. But only one star in the heavens stood out, proclaiming the place where he lay. A robe and a crown should have graced the new king, but he came as the lowly of men. Still shepherds and wise men knew he was Messiah, the greatest gift heaven could send.
Emmanuel, sing hallelujah, Emmanuel. Sings Emmanuel.
God is with us.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel.
God with us, revealed in us,
his name is called.
Jesus.
been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.